Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, the hair icon.
And your boy, Georgia boy, GA boy, all day, every day.
We are Meet the McClintons. I'm so happy y'all tuned in with us. Y'all, we're going to have a ball. This show, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about love and how to make it when you're doing business as a couple. How does that work? I hear so many people talk about it's hard to do business with your spouse because y'all constantly together. You're together at home. You're together at work. It's like no break. So we want to talk about that. I think that's a heavy topic that a lot of people are dealing with today as people go into business, you know, for themselves. And it's a battle that we deal with all the time. So sit back, relax, tell your friend to tell a friend to tune in with Meet the McClintons on the D Hour Network.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, though I'm not listening, no, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance.
This chick is so funny. Like, she is super hilarious. And she's been in the game for a long time, and we're just now meeting her from Atlanta, Texas. We have Miss Tori Hart going to tune in and answer some questions for us. How was your week?
It was very long. Very long dealing with some crazy people at work again, as usual.
You always saying everybody, why does everybody have to be crazy around you? Most of the time, they say if the person who's calling everybody else crazy is the crazy.
Well, you can say that if you want to, but these others is crazy. They don't know their job, which requires me to do more, as usual. But
isn't that good if you, you know, do more and stand out? That means you can, you know, get raises and promotions if you're, you know, standing out.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm human and I get tired. Just like everybody would get tired. You know, yeah, I want the raise. Yeah, I want, you know, the next position and all of that, but I do get tired. And I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people out there that are going through the same situation that I'm going through, that you feel like you're the lowest paid person and it's jokers that make more money than you doing less than you. And it always feels like you got to prove yourself at work all the time, but the people making more money than you are going up the ladder, and it's almost like you're stagnated. And what happens is your boss ends up getting used to your work ethic, so they come to you all the doggone time. So, and they require less of the people that don't do nothing.
Because they're so used to kind of leaning on the strong one in the sense.
Right, and then the boss doesn't complain about the work not getting done because you're doing it and you're meeting the expectations, but it's a team job. And so you're pulling the weight, and you're having to deal with these lazy jokers all the time. So it can get frustrating. So my week was long.
But you know what the thing is, though? It always pays off. If it doesn't, you may not see the reward in the beginning. But ultimately, hard work always pays off.
Well, it definitely does. It does. I agree.
That was crazy.
How was your week?
My week was, it was a quick week. I didn't work long nights this week, and typically I'm in the salon very long night. And I know when I work long night, we actually switched roles this week because you were working late and I was home by 5.
Yeah.
So I was actually loving it. I was thinking about retiring.
No, you don't need to do that.
Like, seriously, I was thinking about calling me quit and just being a full time at home. Cooking dinner, you know, by the time the kids get home, I can help with homework. I've never done that. Like, I've been working since I was 14.
Okay.
So it will really be just awesome if I can stay home. What if I work, like, you know, only on Saturdays?
And you at home all week? If that's what you want to do.
Could you handle that? Like, I feel like you fell in love with me because I'm a hard worker.
Right.
And I'm so determined to have bigger things in life.
Right.
So if I stay home and I was like at home all day, I'm calling you, hey baby, what you doing? You think you would get tired of that or you would really love it?
I would love it. It's two sides to it. So that means that your income goes away, but you're at home handling business. So that means a lot of that extra money that we had, we're not going to have. So,
I think you just focus on money. You focus on the coin, the possibility of losing coinage.
No, I just think realistically. Because realistically, you're a diva. You've always been a diva, and I'm just a regular guy.
That's
okay?
So not true.
You've always been a diva. Okay. and I'm just a normal guy, so I'm pretty sure you're gonna wanna still live your divalistic life
I'm really not a diva. You cannot say when you first met me, I did not shop. When you like, let's go shopping, I'm like, I really don't wanna do that. Because I was not a shopper. Lately I have become more interested in getting clothes or getting shoes, but not even major. Like most of the women around me.
You put on makeup just to take a few pictures before you get into bed.
Because your pictures, if you're taking pictures these days, then pictures matter. Okay, you cannot just take a random picture. Like that picture has to be popping. Like everything has to be right these days, especially if you're trying to sell an image. If I'm selling beauty, that's my industry, beauty got to be on point. So I can't just take in a little Rudy Poo picture and think it's okay.
Okay.
But that don't deem me to be divalistic, as you call it.
You know, well, I'm with you every day. You can tell that to them, but I know what the deal is.
Damn what?
You a diva all day. You in the bed, a diva.
No. Sometimes I'd be like, man, I wish I could just be flawless today, and I don't see how to keep it. That's so true.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell y'all something. Well, ladies, I'm going to tell you this, okay? If you're a diva, show your man the regular you sometimes, okay? He can see you without the makeup sometimes. He can see you without the weave in your hair sometimes. He can see you without all the fancy clothes sometimes for you. So go to the closet right now.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. Put on some nice little shorts. Put on one of his t-shirts, because I like when she do that. Put on one of his t-shirts. Go to the bathroom. Take that wig off.
Hold on.
Take that wig off, okay? If you got to put that bonnet on or you got to put that scarf on,
please not.
You put that bonnet and that scarf on and you be regular for your man.
Hold on. Just because you like regularness, that don't mean every man, like most men want their wife to, you know, make sure that.
Yeah, but some, all right.
Taking your wig off, though, and they just going to bed with them straight cornrows like Cleo?
That's why. Hey, look. We don't want to see that. That's why I said put on that bonnet or that scarf.
So you rather see a bonnet.
If you got all that lip gloss and blush and eyeliner and all that other stuff that y'all put on, go to the bathroom, wash your face up real good, and come on lay down with your man and watch a movie.
Watching a movie is cute,
so,
though. But cornrows and bonnet, that ain't cute. That is not cute at all. That would be a turnoff.
Okay. Well, like I said, ladies, be regular for your man sometimes.
Well, if I was, you know, that makes sense. It all makes sense now. If I was an at-home mom, I wouldn't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, keeping my hair flawless and my face deep. I could just always, every time you come home, I could have a little cute shorts on and a t-shirt with my cornrows.
And you know, I'm glad you said that. All right. And so all the at-home moms, y'all need to do the opposite. Because your man sees you at at-home mode all the time. This time, when he come home, go ahead and put on that nice outfit. Put on them high heels real quick.
Put the wig back on.
Put that wig on. Make sure it's straight. If you got that nice sew-in, make sure you put some curls in it, okay? Make sure that that enclosure at the top, make sure it's blended in real good. Yeah, that enclosure, whatever you call that thing. Put on you some makeup, you know, get your eyes straight, get your lashes straight. If you got to go out real quick, get your nails done. And when he walk through that door, hand him a plate of dinner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs and potato chips.
Absolutely not. See, you just messed up the whole deal right there.
Yes, for the hot dog and the potato chips. Make sure it's ruffled.
Absolutely not.
If a man likes to ruffle, saying you good. You know what I'm saying? If you done spent your day getting your hair, makeup, and the cute outfit. You don't have no time to cook, sir.
And do. You got something called a crock pot.
You don't have any time to meal that you're talking about.
You can, whatever
you say. Men have too much expectation.
Look, let me tell you something. If I can get up in the morning and put some butter beans with some ham hocks in the crock pot and let it cook all day and it's done by the time I get home.
It's some butter beans.
Look,
who
a man
butter
like
beans?
Butter beans and ham hocks.
What are butter beans? Like, who created them?
What
did
mean,
they
who,
come from?
What do you mean, who? A person didn't create them.
Well, I mean, why do people start eating them?
Because they're delicious.
Butter beans are so, I feel like, country. And I don't want to say poor because it sounds so inside black, but butter
what are
beans.
You talking about?
Just, I mean, for real. Because when I first met you, you was like, I'm like, what are we going to eat for dinner? Oh, I put some butter beans in the butter beans for dinner?
Look.
That's not a dinner.
Hey, look, butter beans and a piece of loaf of bread.
That's
a dinner.
That's like a side of something.
It's not.
It's like a choice side if you really want to, you know, put some beans in your diet that day. But some butter beans as your main course,
Yeah. That's
straight depression right there.
It's not. Ladies and gentlemen, do not listen to her because it's
it
not.
It is.
I had many a night where I enjoyed a nice bowl of butter beans and ham hocks, a little bit of hot sauce, and a nice glass of sweet tea, and a couple of pieces of loaf of bread on the side. It's a great meal. Don't get it twisted. Just because she's from where she's from.
And where am I from? I'm from the country, baby.
You from Chicago.
I'm from Memphis.
You was born in Chicago.
I was born in Chicago and left and went to Memphis.
Okay.
So it's not even worth saying I'm from Chicago. And in Memphis, we did not eat butter beans. I don't know where them came from. That was never a meal.
And for those that don't want them ham hocks in there, I'm going to tell you, a nice little twist to it, put you some good turkey necks in there.
Turkey necks, I can say that. That do be good.
Be real delicious.
But that is your main course. I'm just not in agreement with that. So.
Well, let me ask y'all this. How many of y'all make two meats for a meal?
What's wrong with that? I really don't make two meats.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is where I'm going with this. My wife, anytime she makes spaghetti, she makes fish with it.
And I'm
or
sure it's a lot of people
anytime
out there.
We have a cookout, she makes spaghetti, and she says that the spaghetti is a side. I've never heard that in my entire life. You got corn on the cob is a side. A side salad is a side. Macaroni and cheese is a side. Not noodles with spaghetti sauce and hamburger meat. That's not a side.
Let
That's spaghetti. That's a meal.
If you ask anybody, I can't even say the South, because I don't know. If you're from the South, you don't know about it. But in Memphis, we will have spaghetti at the cookout as a side. Spaghetti was never solo. You have spaghetti and fried fish, spaghetti and fried chicken, or spaghetti and ribs. You don't have just spaghetti. Like, it just don't go by itself.
Well, first of all, before I met you, I never had spaghetti at a cookout. I never heard of that.
I can't believe that. That's just so weird to me.
Well,
you being from one of the country's places. Like, Macon is one of, like, the slaves.
No, don't do that. No. Wrong.
What?
You finna go there. Don't do that.
It is, like, one of the main places the slaves went to was Macon.
So what they got to do with spaghetti?
I'm just saying, it's y'all should know about all of the African-American fundamentals.
What is that? Ladies and gentlemen, okay, we're going to get into a real topic now because this is crazy.
Well, let's get to it when we come back. Y'all listening to the D Hour Radio Network with your girl, the hair icon. Isn't that crazy? Respect Georgia Boy.
Yep.
Follow him right now, y'all. I'm going to try to go right now to Instagram and follow him. Georgia Boy Kicks. GABOYKICKS.
Yep.
And follow him right now. And you are listening to the D Hour Radio Network, and we're going to be talking to Miss Beautiful Tori Hart shortly.
Mm-hmm.
that you've been caught up with them. I don't get it, you're a star, love. You shouldn't have to deal with that. I'd never make you feel like that. Cause I love me. I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? Darling, you give, but you cannot take love.
Yeah, I needed to hear that. I hate when you're submissive. Passive aggressive when we're texting, I feel the distance. I look around at peers that surround me, these tripping. I like when money makes a difference, but don't make you different. Started realizing a couple places I could take it. I wanna get back to when I was that kid in the basement. I wanna take it deeper than money, vacation, and influence a generation that's lacking the patience. I've been dealing with my dad speaking of lack of patience. Just me and my old man getting back to basics. We've been talking about the future and time that we wasted. When he put the bottle down, girl, that's amazing. Well, okay, we had a couple coronas. We might have wrote a white paper, just something to hold us. We even talked about you in our couple of moments. He said we should hash it out like a couple of grown-ups. You a flower child, beautiful child, I'm in your zone. Looking like you came from the 70s on your own. My mother is 66, and the favorite line that hit me with is, who the f*** wants to be 70 and alone? You don't even know what you want from love anymore. I search for something I'm missing and disappear when I'm bored. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? You cannot take love.
Thinking about Texas, back when Portia used to work at Treasures. Or further back than that, before I had the Houston leverage. When I got summer on Michael Kors with my mama's debit. A week of tempered flex and I'll never forget it. Cause that night I played her three songs. Then we got to talking about something we disagreed on. Then she start telling me how I'd never be as big as Trey Songz. Boy, was she wrong. That was just negative energy for me to feed off. Now it's therapeutic, blowing money in the Galleria. A Beverly Center Macy's where I discovered Bria. Landmarks of the muses that inspire the music. When I could tell it was sincere without trying to prove it. The one that I needed was Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree. I've always been feeling like she was the piece to complete me. Now she engaged to be married, what's the rush on commitment? Know we were going through some name a couple that isn't. Remember I talk in the parking lot of the Ritz, girl, I felt like we had it all planned out. I guess I f***ed up the vision, learning the true consequences of my selfish decisions. When you find out how I'm living, I just hope I'm forgiven. It seemed like you don't want this love anymore. I'm acting out in the open, it's hard for you to ignore. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you?
From Time G, been an East Side team, Scarborough team from Time G, been about the kingdom from Time G. So I don't know what's wrong with you little waste man out here, eh? Y'all need to know yourself.
And you're listening. and Samitha McClendon on the D-Hour Radio Network.
Wonderful.
That was coming at the latter part. The most
caring.
Craziest.
No. Don't do that.
Funniest. Outlandish. Outlandish. Definitely a word that best describes you. But fun. One thing I would say about Georgia Boy is he's very streamlined.
And it's not boy, it's boy. Georgia Boy.
He's very streamlined. Like, he, you know, you can't take him too far left too fast. You can't take him too far right. You got to kind of always stay in the parameter of what he's comfortable with.
Right.
You know, so... We're doing like different projects with, you know, him being my business partner. I'm very spontaneous. And I can go like, if an opportunity come my way, I'll be like, let's do it. He'll be like, hold on.
Let's think about it first.
Let's plan this out, you know. Let's do it like this. We're going to work this out like this. And I'm just like, we're wasting a lot of time. Like, we could be doing this. Like, we're hopping. And so a lot of times, I won't tell him something because I don't feel like that drawn-out conversation of, let's wait, let's do this. Maybe it's not the right time, you know. Maybe let's wait about 2 or 3 months, and let's just see how everything pans out. I like to just do it. Let's get it popping, and, you know, I just feel like it would just work itself out.
And that's wrong for me.
And pretty much that has worked.
Negative. It hasn't worked.
It has worked.
Well, I do it for a reason, because when you do as much as we do on a daily basis, and all the time, we got to be careful because we have so much that we're dealing with. Therefore, you can't just jump into stuff. We got kids. We got a business. Excuse me. We got two businesses. I work a job and you work a job. So it's a lot that goes into it. and we just cannot just jump into anything. So I'm very careful, because at the same time you want to jump into something, I still want to maintain the lifestyle that we have right now that is comfortable to us. And if you just jump into something and it's premature, it can affect your lifestyle that you have right now. So you just got to be careful with that.
You do have to be careful. But, you know, I grew up so, what would the word I call it? I would call it, my mama used to always say, and as I grew up, I realized, okay, that's not always the case. Mama would try to put scripture in something, and that bad on faith, baby. If you want it, God said he'll give you the desires of your heart. And just because you want something, that don't mean it's supposed to be yours at that time.
Right. That's totally right.
And I had to learn that, because my mind was always like, oh, I want it. So if I want it, then God gonna make it happen. So I'm about to get this. And not
and
even
step out.
And may not even seek God about it.
And the Lord say, hold up. Because the Lord say that a lot. A lot of people out there, y'all stepping out and doing stuff, and the Lord is going to say, hold on. That's not for you right now. Let's do this right here first, and then we'll come back to that.
Prepare or let it be your season. And I know I'm a true believer in, you know, for everything there's a season. But I can feel like sometimes people hold themselves back.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can honestly be like your time. It could be God is saying, okay, this is your blessing. I have this for you. And because out of fear, people are hesitant because it's something that they're not used to. So out of fear, they move slow or don't even move at all. So I just feel like when an opportunity presents itself, I'm moving. And I feel like, yeah, you gonna pray about it or not move too fast.
Right.
You know, still think about it, sleep on it. And I'm not even a sleep on the person. I just be like, what?
Let's do it.
Let's roll with it. And to be honest, about 95% of the time that I kind of persuaded, if you will, let's make this happen, you know, it's worked out in our favor.
Okay,
you're supposed to say you're right.
Listen, we on air. I'm not going to tell the folks out there a story.
That is the truth, sir.
Because I'm going to tell y'all something. My wife will start something, and she will expect me to finish it. No.
That is so true.
Okay. I love you, but you do it.
Because if I start running the race, my legs get tired. It's the husband's job to pick it up, to pick up the torch and keep running.
Not everything.
True.
Okay.
Sometimes I might get the vision, but you have to carry it out. Hey, I'm preaching right now.
All right, you
preaching right now on that one. Sometimes the woman.
But nothing in the word says, thou shalt pick up everything thine wife has going on at all times. Nothing in the word says that.
You better be happy. I have a vision.
I praise God that you have a vision.
And that I believe in the impossible.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You have some women that don't even believe nothing. They're just trying to figure out how to make it day to day or check to check. But my beliefs are so much bigger than that. So you just got to be thankful. Like, you shouldn't be complaining.
Listen, I'm thankful, but I'm going to be careful.
You are so funny. But, y'all, we, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take a break. Because I got to pull him in the sidebar. So, y'all listen to The Weeknd. We'll be back.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You said keep our business on the low, low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Find out I was coming since your friend's home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
I only call you when it's high.
motherfuckers wanna realize.
I won't go deeper. I agree with what you said. You're right.
So, the other thing that, you know, we wanted to talk on and just kind of bring awareness to is, can love keep you in a relationship? Like, if you truly love somebody and things are not going right at all, like, finances is always the biggest issue. It's the biggest reason why, you know, people break up. But if you love somebody, can you continue to go through maybe lying, cheating? What if your spouse, you know, stole money out your purse? Or on a women's side of it, what if your woman would steal money out your wallet? And it's not, y'all, it's not that type of thing that, well, your money, my money.
Well, you know what? I'm going to answer that already. If you go into my wallet and get money, I don't consider it stealing at all because you're my wife. And what is mine is yours, 100%. I would just say, let me know you took that $20 out of my wallet. So, you know, so on and so forth. So,
but take it before action. I feel like it's, well, it's not stealing, but I think you should be like, honey, I'm getting $20.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Whatever. Because if you think it's, oh, I got this $20 before I go to the bank and stop for breakfast. And you think, I'm like, dang, I had $20 in my dog's purse.
That's why I said, let me know that you took that out of my wallet. I ain't got no problem with it.
Well, I feel y'all. At what measure do love no longer matter? Now, we love each other, but we're just better apart. I hear that all the time. But also here, love is supposed to bring you to each situation.
You know, I think people get blinded by love sometimes. Because you could be so much in love with a person, and that person can do things, and that person can say things, and that person can, and that person can take you for granted. It honestly can happen. You can pour your love into a person so much, and they're so used to you that they're taking you for granted, and you start dealing with things on a daily basis that you really shouldn't deal with. But because you love this person, you deal with. A lot of people deal with abusive relationships because they love this person so much,
yeah.
But they deal with that abuse, and that abuse turns to something else. So you really got to question. Honestly, you really have to question, okay, the love. You really have to question that love. And you got to ask yourself, okay, I love this person so much, but does this person love me as much?
If that person is expressing that they love you and they'll do anything for you, when it comes to a point that you would do something for that other person before you do it for yourself, you know that love. But when it comes to the point where you love them so much that when y'all break up and you're crying or you're so upset.
But is that love, though, if you do something for a person before you do it for yourself? Because a lot of guys now, not a lot of guys now are as chivalrous as men were back in the day. I'm very chivalrous. I will go out of my way and do things for a lady before I do it for myself. Like, if let's just say I were in the street and I saw a lady that was in need of a meal and I'm getting ready to get myself something to eat, I would definitely, if I really felt that she needed it, I would definitely use my last to buy her something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's chivalry. And I feel like that is slowly going away because these little crazy jokers that us parents are supposed to be raising, which we supposed
fathers. Everybody ain't crazy.
Yeah, everybody ain't crazy, but a lot of folk crazy. I'm just being honest.
Fathers what?
Fathers need to teach their sons that now. But I'm getting off subject. So, I feel like we just have to, well, as a couple, you really have to soul search yourselves and say, okay, what are we doing? Are you where I am? And are we moving forward? And if there's anything that can, I'm trying to think of a big word. I just need to use a regular word. I don't know. I done got lost yet.
Trying to be all decorative.
Right.
But you know what, y'all? Let's talk to our host, Miss Tori Hart. She's an actress, producer, host, and also lovely businesswoman. Miss Tori Hart, how are you doing, honey?
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi, Tori.
Oh, okay. Hi. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
That's
so
good.
Tell us about that. The front, the line is kind of breaking up. I hope you can hear us. Okay, you calling from LA?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, how's LA? How's the weather? Is it beautiful?
You know what? It was. It's beautiful. It actually, it feels like it's finally starting to cool off a little bit. It's actually been a little too hot for me. So today feels like the cool down is about to begin. But it's still nice outside.
When I say I love L.A., like, that's, we're in Virginia, and I love L.A.
Uh-huh.
I want to move there. I want to live there. I want L.A. to be my home.
Oh, yeah, L.A. is beautiful. Definitely a beautiful city.
So tell us, for the people who don't know that you're an awesome comedian and that you're an actress and producer, tell the people about yourself that you feel like nobody knows about Tori Hart.
Okay, well, yes, I am an actress. I am a producer. You know, I don't really consider myself a comedian, but I am a comedic actress. You know, I love comedy. I also love drama.
A lot of people don't know that I also am a very dramatic actress. and businesswoman, I have a, you know, my Skimpy Mixer is in store, this is Walmart, Burlington Coat Factory, Kroger, Acme Market, and it's continuing to grow, so that's a blessing in itself. And, you know, my number one thing that I'm proud of the most is just being an awesome mother.
That is super awesome. And I see you.
Oh, you know, could you hold on one moment, please? One thing.
Sure. Uh-huh, we're here.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, so like I was saying, the one thing that I am the most, you know, proud of is just, you know, being a mother and my beautiful baby over everything.
And that's a pretty big a market. Like, I hear so many, like, the Tiny Tequila, for example, so many wines and liquors that coming out, they're doing so good on the market, and it's so good to see a lot of African Americans launch products like that, because it's been a predominantly Caucasian market, and a lot of you know, African American women are now launching their wine and spirits. So I'm proud of you. That's a major accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, and I don't want to, you know, mislead, you know, the listeners at all, because my partners, you know, they are, I do have partners, and they do happen to be Caucasian. But, you know, it's okay. It's women-owned companies, so we're all women entrepreneurs. So that's what I'm proud of the most, is we actually did come together, because we felt like not only is that market saturated with a lot of, you know, Caucasian people, but it's saturated with a lot of men, too. You know, there's not too many women in that marketplace that are launching their own things like that. So that is the one thing I would say that, you know, I am proud of, that we are an all-female owned company.
That's awesome. That's so dope. All right. Are you in a particular market? Is one market, you know, more major for you, or are you in all markets?
You know, I would have to say, you know, we have a lot more. We get a lot more buyers in the down south area. We're growing. We're on the west coast. We're down south. Got picked up into some, you know, some stores. A few on the east coast. But mainly, I would have to say our biggest market is down south. We have a lot of shelf space in Texas, you know, which is one of the biggest states, if not the biggest, in the United States. Texas, Atlanta, Alabama, Oklahoma, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Delaware. So it's growing, and you know, for us to only be a 2-year-old company, we're growing at a rapid rate, which is awesome.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, that is too cool. So I think that you produced, was it your first movie, American Bad Boy?
No, I actually wasn't a producer on that. I actually was just an actress in that movie, and that was my manager, Reno Rankin, actually is one of the executive producers and producers of that film. But no, I actually can't take any credit for producing that. I wish I could, but I can't. So just came on board as an actress in that film.
So how would you say, getting into the film industry, how difficult or how easy has that been for you?
Wow, it's not easy at all. You know, I've been plugging away for years, and you know, recently I've just really starting to get, you know, casted into things and getting roles offered to me. I'm still auditioning, but it's not an easy field to get into. Some people think things just happen overnight. It's not easy at all. You got to put in a lot of hard work. It's a lot of networking. You know, it's a lot of studying. It's a lot of character, you know, preparation. And so, you know, I would have to say it's not easy, but then again, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So
exactly.
It is definitely, you know, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be. So I'm pushing and pushing and pushing each and every day, you know. But it's when you get a job, though, when you're working on what you're doing, what you love, that's the big payoff of it.
Awesome. Well, Ms. Tori, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many crazy jokers are in the industry?
How many what?
How many crazy jokers are in the industry? Like, how many folk do you look at on a daily basis and be like, what in the world did you just say out of your mouth?
You know, I don't. Because I just feel like, you know, it is what it is. Like, I never look at somebody and be like, why did he say that? Because, you know, that everybody has, they're entitled to their own opinion. So,
right.
You know, that's, and I've said some things where people might be like, what is she saying that for? What is she talking about? But, you know, it's just, I just feel like it is what it is. You know, and if that's how that person feels in that moment, then hey, go roll with it. But if you feel like that's, you know, if you have an opinion, you just better stick by it. There's no, you know, going back and forth. Stick to how you feel. That's the one thing I have. When people say something and then if the masses don't agree with them, then they pull back or they retract their statement. Like, once I say something, I said it. I'm not retracting any statement because the only way I would be retracting a statement is just to appease the public, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just stand by what I say and what I believe in.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. And that's just the best way to be. How do you?
Yeah.
How is Atlanta X? Are you doing another season? Are they taking another season? Where would Atlanta X is?
No, there actually will not be another season of Atlanta X. Unfortunately, there was some behind the scenes issues that were out of our control. you know, with the network and with other parties involved. So, you know, it had nothing to do with none of the ladies or the ratings or anything like that. It was just a situation that was out of our control with new executives at the network. So there will not be another season.
Gotcha. But do you have any projects that you personally want to work on, that you personally want to get out into the world, you want to tell the world about? What's on Tori's heart that she wants to kind of show the world that she can do?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, of course, I'm currently working on my book, you know, which is a book that I've been working on, and I can't wait to get that out into the world because it's a still good piece. And, you know, I think it's something a lot of women and men will be able to relate to. I also, you know, I do my own sketches almost, you know, every week. I'm shooting sketches, editing, writing, producing, filming the sketches, doing all of that on my own, and just getting that content out. And I also have a short film that's out right now called Victim of Circumstance, which I executive produced, I wrote, I acted in. And, you know, so these are the things that a lot of people don't know, you know, about me and what I'm doing to produce content. And I'm always writing and creating and just waiting for that moment to get the content out there. You know, but everything is a process. Everything takes time. And I'm okay with that. I'm very patient and just doing the work that I have to do. But when I get that big opportunity, I'll just be ready.
Exactly. And I see you. I follow your sketches on Instagram, and they are hilarious. They are hilarious.
That's another thing. See, a lot of people didn't know that I come from comedy, too, you know. So when they see me on reality, which I filmed a lot of stuff on the show that didn't make the air because, you know, it was just me being positive and showing women, you know, stuff to do. And, of course, you know, reality shows, they like the drama. So
exactly.
A lot of that stuff didn't make the air, which sucks because I was teaching the girls how to write sketches. I was teaching them how to come up with ideas, how to make it funny, and then perform it. And I think that's the kind of stuff that I wish would have made the air, too, just so people could see that side of me and know that, no, I'm not just out here doing this just because my ex does it. This is actually something I've been doing before I met him, and it just so happens that he blew before I did. So, you know, that's the part of me I wish could have gotten out on the show.
And, you know, we were just talking about, before we brought you on, just talking about season, how, you know, we plan to say, you know, by the time we're, you know, 40, we want to accomplish this and we want to have that. But, you know, our time is not God's time.
And not at all.
And it's so hard to kind of accept that. But the thing that kind of comforts you or just excites me personally, that when it's your time, man, it just outweighs all the time that you were patient and you were in the seasoning process of preparing for your season.
And that is so true, because let me tell you, I deal with that on the regular, because, you know, I'm 37, and there are certain things that I thought by 35, I had in my mind, okay, I would have already had my own sitcom. I already had a show. I didn't plan on having my children until I was 35. So flip my God, you know, completely switched that all around, because 10 years earlier, I had children, you know. So, you know, things don't work the way they do, the way you expect them to do. I didn't expect the show to get canceled. I mean, I had plans like, okay, I'm going to be on this show. My products are going to be launched, and I can launch this. You know, I had this whole agenda. And, you know, when I found out we weren't getting a second season, I'm like, oh, well, that puts a wrench into my plan, you know, but I had this that I needed to launch and this and that. And, you know, so I had to revamp and take some time out and just figure out what exactly, you know, God wants me to do. And, you know, I had my little discouraging moments, but then I had to pick myself back up and say, okay, well, reroute. This is a new route he's putting me on. So, you know, you definitely have to just sit, and as long as you keep that relationship with God and you're praying, and, you know, I tend to do fast every now and again. I fast at least like 6 to 8 times a year just to get clarity and really just make sure I'm on the right path.
That's so awesome.
You know,
awesome.
And I used to think 37 was old, but now I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm really just beginning. This is what 37 is. Okay, I'm still young. I used to be like, oh my God, 60. I used to think 60 was old. Now I look at my mother, she's in her 60s, and she looks fabulous. She's walking around, she's running, she's doing stuff with me. She's just, you know, she's really living her life to the fullest. And I'm like, wow, it's just when you're so young and you look at perceptions, it totally changes as you get older and get wiser. So definitely everything will happen in God's time.
And I see that you're getting back into fitness. So I take it, did you fall off for a little while? You just got busy, and now you're getting refocused? Because that's how I am. I'm just now getting back into the gym after a month or so. How easy is it for you to stay in shape with two little ones?
You know, well, what happened with me, I had an injury, which, you know, I didn't put out there to the public, but I had an injury, which, you know, I had to go to the hospital, everything. My ankle got messed up, so I was down for like 2 months without being able to work out or do any activities. And when I couldn't work out at all, I had a boot, a baby cast, everything. I kind of was just like, okay, wow, I'm not liking this. So I kind of went into a little depression and was just eating and drinking and not doing what I should have been doing. And I put on a lot of weight from that incident. So now I'm like, okay, I'm finally feeling like my foot is good. It still bothers me when I'm running and doing certain things, but getting back there and, just decided to really just make a change because I was like, okay, I don't feel good like this. I'm not comfortable, so I just have to do it. But I would say the kids, that's just an excuse. When people say, oh, the kids, that's an excuse because when my kids go to school, if I really want to do it, I'm going to get it done. They're in school. I'm going to go work out and handle everything I need to go work out. Like, I didn't work out today. So, you know, when I'm off the phone with you, I'm going to take my behind to the gym and at least get mm-hmm. some cardio in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all right. You know what it is.
Yeah, we have to remember that our kids need us to be healthy. You know, a lot of people blame, I don't have time. I have the kids, and I have their, you know, cheer practice, and I have ballet. But our kids need us to be healthy. They need us to keep up with them.
Oh, for sure. And my kids, good thing about them, they're healthy kids. They, you know, and I hate it because my daughters are only 10, and she's, like, counting calories. And I'm like, Heaven, you're so young. You don't have to count calories yet. She's like, but I want to be healthy, Mom, and I'm an athlete. And, you know, her biggest thing is she plays soccer, so she's big on being athletic, which I'm like, that's awesome, but I don't want her having no body hang-ups either. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think she has those issues, but I do see whereas I grew up in Philadelphia in New Jersey, growing up out here in Cali, I see she's very health conscious, and, you know, she wants to eat fruits and vegetables, and she likes running, and she likes to stay active. So they actually help me stay active because, you know, they're constantly on the go. So I have no choice.
That is really good, keeping our kids healthy along with us. We're going to take one caller. We have callers calling in and want to ask you a question. But we're going to take one caller for you. So hold on, Tori.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Did you want to ask Tori Hart a question?
Caller.
Back, Tori. I'm not sure what happened. What happened with the caller? I don't know what's wrong with these lines. But it's so awesome for you to encourage your kids to be healthy. As well.
Yes, and definitely.
And I see you guys are running the 5K with the kids. That's so dope. I love that concept.
Yeah, well, the kids are actually running. I'm run walking. They run the whole thing. The last one, they ran the whole thing, and I was like, I can't even keep up with my baby. So I'm super proud of them because I'm like at 7 and 10, I was not running no 5K. And I mean, and they are getting good times too. So you know, I'm really, really proud of them, and it's motivating me even more to step it up even more.
So good. I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad that you're healed from your injury and you're just doing you. I'm super, super proud of that. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, for sure. You can find me on Instagram at Tori Hart, TORREIHART, ToriHart.com, SkippyMixers.com. My Twitter is Tori_Hart, and my Facebook like page is Tori Hart.
Okay, cool. It was so nice talking to you. I love your spirit. I feel like the world better watch out because you're going to shut it down.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it for, you know, even taking the time out to want to interview me. I'm very grateful for that, and thank you. And I received everything you just said. I take it in, and that's a blessing because it lets me know that there's another person out there that's rooting for me that I don't even know. So just please know that I'm very grateful, and I don't take that for granted at all.
You're so
right.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, and you guys have a great night. All right, you too now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tori Hart, she was so...
Tori Hart.
She was so, like, genuine, so real. You know what I'm saying? People get so caught up in celebrities, and
yes.
they just think that a celebrity is, you know, this way, but... They're just like us,
you know,
they're human.
They think celebrities are above life.
Exactly. When they're human, they put one pant leg on at a time just like we do.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? She was so down to earth. She was real. And I just appreciate that in another in another woman because, you know, women have these stereotypes that they're diva-ish or... They're this way because they're, you know, at a certain status.
So I stereotyped you earlier?
You basically did. You basically did.
Okay.
You know, I'm used to it. But,
wow.
you know, that's fine. But y'all listening to the D-Hour Radio Network, I hope y'all enjoyed that interview with Tori Hart of Atlanta, Texas. Oh, we gonna play an upbeat song before we shut down the show, you know. Drake. I love Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's good.
He's Drake.
We kicked it, you been caught up with the that I don't get it, you're a star love. You shouldn't have to deal with that. I'd never make you feel like that. Cause I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? Darling, you give but you cannot take love.
Yeah, I needed to hear that. I hate when you're submissive. Passive aggressive when we're texting, I feel the distance. I look around and peers that surround me, these tripping. I like when money makes a difference, but don't make you different. Started realizing a couple places I could take it. I wanna get back to when I was that kid in the basement. I wanna take it deeper than money, vacation, and influence a generation that's lacking in patience. I've been dealing with my dad speaking of lack of patience. Just me and my old man getting back to basics. We've been talking about the future and time that we wasted. When he put the bottle down, girl, that's amazing. Well, yeah, we had a couple coronas. We might have wrote a white paper, just something to hold us. We even talked about you in our couple of moments. He said we should hash it out like a couple of grown-ups. You a flower child, beautiful child, I'm in your zone. Looking like you came from the 70s on your own. My mother is 66 and a favorite line that hit me with is, who the f*** wants to be 70 and alone? Y'all don't even know what you want from love anymore. I search for something I'm missing and disappear when I'm bored. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me enough for the both of us. you cannot take love.
Thinking about Texas, back when Porsche used to work at Treasures, or further back than that, before I had the Houston leverage. When I got summer on Michael Kors with my mama's debit, a week of tempered flexing, I'll never forget it, cause that night I played her three songs. Then we got to talking about something we disagreed on. Then she started telling me how I'd never be as big as Trey Songz. Boy, was she wrong. That was just negative energy for me to feed off. Now it's therapeutic, blowing money in the Galleria, a Beverly Center Macy's where I discovered Bria. Landmarks of the muses that inspired the music, when I could tell it was sincere without trying to prove it. The one that I needed was Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree. I've always been feeling like she was the piece to complete me. Now she engaged to be married, what's the rush on commitment? Know we were going through some name a couple that isn't. Remember I talk in the parking lot of the Ritz, girl, I felt like we had it all planned out. I guess I fucked up the vision, learning the true consequences of my selfish decisions. When you find out how I'm living, I just hope I'm forgiven. It seemed like you don't want this love anymore, I'm acting out in the open, it's hard for you to ignore. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me, and I'm not the fool of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So tell you what I want to know for you.
From Time G, been an Eastside team, Scarborough team from Time G, been about the team them from Time G. So I don't know what's wrong with you little waste man out here, eh? Y'all need to know yourself.
Listening to Meet the McClendons live on the Owl Radio Network. This is a very successful show as usual.
As usual.
And we talked about really crucial. So
yes, definitely.
The moral of the story is
love your spouse. Don't take each other for granted. Learn your spouse.
Make that money, man.
Yeah, make that money, man.
Make that money, man. I hope y'all enjoyed our show. We're on the D-Hour Network every
other
Friday. I need y'all to tune in. I need y'all to tell somebody to tell somebody and tell them to tell somebody to tune in every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. We go live every other Friday night. Talking about the things that you want to hear, the things that you don't want to hear.
And if there's some topics that you want us to talk about, feel free to call in. You can call in at 646-668-2574. Call in and we can talk about those things because there's a lot of issues that need to be addressed. And if we can help in any way, we are here. We love you. Thank you. Share icon.
Now you want to say you love somebody. If all
right, now
all,
see.
All day people been crazy, but now you want to say you love
now
somebody.
Now I'm crazy.
Now you love somebody. Everybody crazy folks that you deal with.
They crazy, though.
Everybody ain't crazy, but now you love them. But
all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all, thanks for listening to the Meet the McClendon Show. I see y'all the Friday after next, the D-Hour Radio Network. We love y'all.
Peace out, A-Town down.
Yeah.